Kurt Reinberger and Jeff Erickson back with you. We're going to let you take in a little atmosphere as they announce the starting lineups here in Whittemore for game one. Starting for the Owls, Michael Gepfrey, number one. And for the Tigers, they'll send out number four, D.J. Howe.
There's your two stars.
Blake Malik getting the start for the Owls tonight. No surprise there.
Freshman. And Garrett. He's going to be teamed up with the other freshman, Summers.
Yep, Garrett Summers had himself a heck of a game on Monday night. There's my kid. I love the way he digs out on the court there. Michael Ronan, number 23, starting for the Owls.
Number 14 for the Tigers, Hayden Johnston.
Hayden Johnston getting a start here for the Tigers.
A little bit of a surprise start there from what we've seen in the past.
Cameron Fabian getting the start. That might be in place of Espitas in the first part of this
good
game.
Good size kid, though. He'll look good down on the block. He's going to go to battle.
Colin Walker gets the start.
Here's my guy, Trevor Miller, 33. So big guy down low.
And Dave Charbonneau rounds out the Tigers' starting lineup. So the Owls will go with Gepfrey, Malik, Rona, Fabian, and Miller, while the Tigers will answer with D.J. Howe, Garrett Summers, Johnston, Colin Walker, and Dave Charbonneau.
Charbonneau's going to be a key to this game as well. You know, we didn't talk about him, but up at Alcona, he got a little quick with the trigger. Threw up a lot of bad shots, and they just weren't going in. You know, if he can get hot, he's not afraid to take the shot for sure. He can get hot. He could be a difference maker throwing up threes.
Well, here we go. This is what we've waited for. 8 minutes on the clock. All three officials in position. Good crowd here in Whittemore. Getting ready to bring you high school basketball here between the Alcona Tigers and the Oscoda Owls. Kurt Reinberger and Jeff Erickson, glad you're joining us this evening. Ball's up in the air on the tip. And they called a bad tip on it, and they will redo it. 1 second ticked off the clock there. Goes up this time, and the Owls win it on a quick break. Gepfrey goes right to the hole, gets it up, puts it in, and hits the hardwood floor hard as Gepfrey's still down at the other end. Ball down at the other end, put up for a shot by the Tigers, missed, and Gepfrey's still down at the other end. And he's laying down, not getting up. We're going to take a quick timeout, send you back to the studio. You're listening to High School Basketball on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Reinberger, Jeff Erickson back with you. A little somber mood in the building here. Michael Gepfrey stayed down quite a while after making that layup, and he's finally got up on his own power. And they're taking him into the locker room.
Certainly a collective sigh of relief right there. Nobody wanted to see that happen 10 seconds into the game.
A little over and back there for Alcona's first turnover of the game. As they turn it over, and the Owls will take it at half court. Out from the corner, a long three, way, way long by Ashton Tracy, who's in the game replacing Gepfrey. Back down at the other end, D.J. Howe drives the lane. Ball's knocked out of his hands, but it'll stay with the Tigers. They'll get it underneath the glass. Opening minute here in the first quarter, 7:32 left. Out to Howe, up top, drives the lane. Euro step, pop and go. And Howe's got his first two of the game on a nice layup through the paint.
Real nice take. Alcona coming out with a press.
Right away, the Tigers press. Oscoda working on breaking it, get it into the middle of the floor, and then they turn it over. As they got nervous and threw it away, and the Tigers will come back, get another chance here. All tied at two right now early. Round the outside right now. Howe works it in, sends it back to the line. Garrett Summers with a three ball, won't go. Rebound attempt. They're going to put that up onto the possession arrow as a jump ball. It's big number 33. We went up high, Trevor Miller, to get a hold of
nice
that ball.
Nice box out, though, Walker. Looked like he might have come over the back just a little bit.
They inbound, get it underneath right away to Colin Walker. He's battling, gets it off the glass, won't go.
Nice defense right there by Miller.
Rebound pulled down by Miller as well. Back the other way now for the Owls. They have it up top. Michael Rona with the ball. Rona almost dribbled it out of bounds, looking for help. Rona signals to Malik. Now Malik's got it up top. Malik works it around the far side. Pops it off to Michael Miles. Michael Miles comes in, shoots a little floater that won't go off the rim, and DJ Howe pulls his first board down of the game. And the Tigers head back the other way. Howe with the ball outside the half circle. Garrett Summers gets it back down inside. Colin Walker back out to Summers. Summers to Charbonneau. Charbonneau thought about shooting it, gives it back over to Summers.
Solid man-to-man right now by Oscoda. Howe to the rack.
Howe went through the lane to the rim, missed the shot. Rebound, though, pulled down by David Charbonneau. Gets it back to Howe, loses it again, popped back outside and then inside. And there's a blocking foul down on the floor. That'll go against number 24, Cameron Fabian.
Nice take by Walker right there. He realized he had the step on the baseline, and he took it and was able to draw the foul on Fabian. That'll be his first.
Tigers underneath, get it out up top. Walker into the corner, shot, missed everything by Garrett Summers. Pulled down nicely by the Owls. Blake Malik running the show up top. Gets it over to the side to Michael Rona. Rona with a move, works into the paint, pops it back outside. Brought into the paint by Malik. Left-handed roll down in the paint in the land of the big men, and he gets it to go. Malik gets his first two of the game.
1-2-1-1 zone press coming out of this.
DJ Howell, pop a three, won't go off the front of the rim, and pulled down by Oscoda. Michael Rona pulled that basketball down and got knocked out of bounds by Alcona. The Owls will keep the ball. Owls inbounds. Malik slowing the pace here. 5:08. Owls up 4-2 right now. Gets it over to Michael Rona. Rona calling some plays. Rona goes into the paint. Kicks it back outside to Malik. Malik drives the lane again. Little right-hand floater won't go. Hauled down on a nice rebound by David Charbonneau. And Alcona looks to press the pace a little bit here. DJ Howe gets it, goes through the paint. Dumps it off underneath. Looks like there was a... Nope, there was a push. It looked like a travel from here, but it called a push on it first.
Opposite side of the floor there. Really nice dish off by there. Howe drew the defender to him. Was able to drop a dime down to the corner right there. Corner block. Went up strong. They drew the foul. Alcona underneath.
Pop it out top to DJ Howe. Steps inside the circle. Takes a shot off the front iron. And the board pulled down nicely by Michael Rona. Owls will reset now and bring it down with 4:32 left in our first quarter.
I don't like that shot right there. Howe forced that one a little bit.
Into the paint, underneath, nice pass. Really, really nice backdoor play. Trevor Miller gets the easy two. And the Owls go up top 6-2 here.
Nice pass by Fabian. Here comes the press.
And another turnover as the Tigers steal it right back. So turnover each way right there. Nice pick by DJ Howe, and the Tigers come back now looking to get some points. Another steal throwaway and all the way down the court to Ashton Tracy, who gets fouled in the motion. Did not make the bucket, but nice play by Ashton Tracy.
Yeah, and a nice play right there by Summers as well, getting hustling back. Got just enough of him to disrupt the shot. He's going to make him earn it from the stripe rather than give him the easy bucket. And he didn't give him the and one. You see a lot of times in that situation where they end up picking up the and one, so he's going to have to earn a pair here.
Ashton Tracy on the line. First one, nice rotation on it. Count that. Gets his first bucket of the game. 4 minutes left. Owls up top 7-2. He'll get the second one now. Gets them both. Ashton Tracy puts two the hard way on the board, and the Owls have an 8-2 lead with 3:58 left. DJ Howe brings it up. Gets it down low. Into the corner to Walker. Walker goes in the paint, misses it. Off the glass, and another rebound hauled down by Trevor Miller. And the Owls are playing good pace here. The Owls keep slowing it down with this 8-2 lead. Very methodical. Owls up top, Michael Rona. On the right hand, now the left-hand dribble. Hands it back off to Malik. Malik works around the high. Thing puts it off his foot, ball on the ground, and referee's pointing. I don't know what he's pointing.
Looks like maybe he was out of bounds over there. Loose ball on the floor. Looks like Alcoa was out of bounds when they recovered it. So
okay.
Oscoda out of bounds.
So a little bit of a break there. Oscoda will keep possession after Malik dribbled it off his foot. They'll inbounds with 3:22 left in our first. Gets in. Ashton Tracy pops it back up top. Michael Rona with the ball. Rona can't find anybody. Finally gets it to Michael Miles. Miles with the ball. Miles hands it off to Blake Malik, who drives lane and gets rejected. Really nice block in there by Garrett Summers. And they speed away the other way. Ball picked up in the paint. Wild shot way off its mark by Gavin Walker. And Alcona looks a little out of sorts right now. Malik picks it back up, picks the dribble up. Gets it off to Michael Rona. Rona drives into the paint, kicks it out to the side. Shot Malik. And that was off the side edge of the rim. Rebounded by Alcona. And then they throw it right away to the Owls on another turnover.
That's a fifth turnover already for Alcona. They need to clean things up here early on. 8-2, just under 2.5 left.
Blake Malik sits up way up high, gets the ball down low to Cameron Fabian, and then Fabian walks with it, and there's a turnover for the Owls as well, and the Tigers will get possession here with 2:17 left in our first quarter. Malik takes a quick seat on the bench.
Good sign for Oscoda. Look who's back in the game for them. That's number one.
Yep, Michael Jeffrey back in the game. DJ Howe gets it down to the low post. Nice move inside, up bucket. No, off the rim and rebounded by Cameron Fabian on the miss by Gavin Walker. Jeffrey now back in the game for his first time after getting injured on the first play of the game. Jeffrey up top with the ball. Waiting for his team to move. Ooh. Setting picks. Jeffrey thought about the three, pops it over into the other side to Michael Miles. Miles backs in, hands it back out top to Rona. Oscoda being very patient here with an 8-2 lead. Rona gets it into the paint, pops it back out to Jeffrey. Jeffrey with the ball, steps into the paint, tosses it. Almost picked off, but not. Back out to Jeffrey up top, thought about the three, throws it underneath, and ball off Oscoda, out of bounds. Turnover for the Owls. And the Tigers could really use one here. Coach Alex Cole is going to take a timeout for the Tigers. We will, too. We'll be right back with you on 103.3 WQLB. Kurt Reinberger, Jeff Erickson back with you after the timeout. Tigers ball, as they work the ball down into the Oscoda end with 1:17 left in our first quarter, leading 8-2. Garrett Summers up top, gets it into Howe. Howe gets bumped pretty good in the lane. There's going to be a foul there. Looks like it's going to go on number 33, Trevor Miller. And that's the Owls' third of the half. So ball will go inbounds under the glass for the Tigers. They get it in. They work it up top. Colin Walker hands it off to Gavin Walker. Gavin Walker drives the lane, tries to get it to Howe. Goes right off his fingertips and out of bounds.
Sixth turnover already for Alcona. They really need to clean this up a little bit. It's really contributed to this 8-2 lead. They're playing good defensively.
Miles on another nice breakup. The Owls turn it right back over to the Tigers. As Geoffrey's pass got away from him. And the Tigers will get another shot here with 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Howe inbounds it. Gets it over to Garrett Summers. Summers right into the middle to Gavin Walker. Gavin Walker gets it over to Bassner. Bassner with a three that goes off the rim. And on the rebound, there's a foul on the Tigers. That'll be their second of the half. And it'll give the ball to the Owls underneath their own basket. Geoffrey will inbound.
It's going to go on DJ Howe. That'll be his first of the game. Only the second team foul of the quarter.
Charbonneau comes in for Colin Walker on the Tigers. Jeffrey thought about sending it all the way down into the corner with a baseball toss, but he doesn't. Slows it down. Gets it to Rona. Rona dribbled along the sideline and looks like he got pinched out of bounds by number four. That'll be a foul on DJ Howe.
Yeah, DJ's got to get over to that baseline and set his feet. That's a cheap foul. That's his second already. They're going to need to get him out here so he doesn't pick up his third here before the end of the quarter.
Takes a quick seat, and re-entering the game is 14, Hayden Johnston. Owls inbounds to Gepfrey. 29 seconds left here in first quarter. Gepfrey working up top. Gets a pick, gets it into the paint, gets it underneath, and then a nice block underneath by David Charbonneau. They kick it back the other way. In the paint, off the glass, won't go for the Tigers. And another nice rebound by Trevor Miller. Tigers can't get the ball to foul. Under 10 seconds here now. Gepfrey drives through the paint, off the glass, won't go. Rebound won't go. Third rebound, still won't go. And out of bounds to the Owls underneath. Three chances in a row. Good rebounds. Gepfrey got a rebound. Rona got a rebound. They'll have 1.5 to get this shot off somehow. Rona goes way up top. Gepfrey releases it. Three-pointer off the glass, and it won't go. So at the end of one here in Whittemore, it's the Oscoda Owls 8 and the Alcona Tigers 2. We'll be back with you on 103.3 WQLB. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, the start of our second quarter here in Whittemore-Prescott. Boys semifinal, Owls inbound, and just like that, Michael Miles fires a three-pointer, and Oscoda makes a little jump on the board to 11-2. Tigers the other way into the Oscoda press. They break it, get it down in the corner, low to Charbonneau. Charbonneau sends it back up top to Gavin Walker. Gavin Walker works it down underneath into the paint underneath, and a nice finish by Colin Walker underneath to get 2 points there for the Tigers.
Yeah, right out of the inbound there off the quarter. They got the ball to the corner, and Alcona just sleeping. Nice return bucket on the other end here.
Gepfrey up top for the Owls now, waiting for a pick. Into the paint, shoots it over into the corner to Rona. Rona with a three. And a little bit of an argument there. The official looks like he called a foul. Should be a three-shot shooting foul. Coach Alex Cole not happy about it. And 14's going to get the foul, though, on a push.
Yeah, that's a really tough call. He just turned around to box him out after the shot, and they got him for throwing his backside into him, I guess. So, but that's going to be a tough one for three shots here.
Well, Rona makes the first one, picking up his first point of the day, making it 12-4 Owls. Second one goes as well.
That's really tough defensively because as a coach, you want them to be getting a body on them after they shoot it, keep them off the boards, and he just got a little too aggressive according to our official.
And the third one he does not make, so they pick up two there, 13-4. Tigers right back, moving it down the court. Gavin Walker turns it over. Quick headman pass up front. Michael Myers with a little left-handed layup. Michael Miles makes it 15-4 Owls. They break the press again, get it over midcourt, get it down into the corner, pop it back up top. Gavin Walker gets it to Charbonneau. Charbonneau shot off the rim and then off the glass, and the rebound touched by the Tigers as it goes out of bounds. It'll be Oscoda ball. This one's getting away from them a little bit.
Yeah, it really is, and the turnovers are just killing them right now. Eight turnovers already from Alcona, and they just are really struggling as well on the boards. Oscoda just dominating the boards. Alcona's been one and done all night tonight.
Gepfrey inbounds to Malik. Malik takes his time coming over the timeline. Gets into Tiger territory. Makes a move. Gets in the paint. Kicks it out to the far side. Gepfrey for three. Count it. Nice three ball from Gepfrey there. And Alex Cole taking another timeout for the Tigers. And so will we. You're listening to High School Basketball on 103.3 WQLB. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson back with you. 18-4, Oscoda on top of Alcona right now. 6:29 left. This is not how I thought this one was going to go out of the gate here, Jeff.
No, and real quickly after that, at the timeout there, Gepfrey getting a little talking to by the official. And like I talked about earlier, sometimes you can get into the other person's head. Here we go, Alcona back the other way. That's a big bucket right there on the three ball. That's number 10, the freshman Summers. That's a huge triple right there. They needed that.
That really is. And the Owls will come back now. 18-7 is our score. Owls work the ball hard around the edge. Fabian to Gepfrey. Back up top to Malik. Malik trying to listen to Coach Poland and dribble at the same time. Gets a pick. Thought about the three. Sends it over to Michael Rona. Malik gets it back. Alcona just sitting patiently on defense. Into the paint. Nice drive. Nice shot. Blake Malik gets another deuce. Tigers. Break the press, get it inside, get it off to the edge to Basner. Basner puts one up, misses everything, hauled down by Cameron Fabian, and the Owls right back the other way. Jeffrey slows it back down after breaking quickly. 5:12 left till halftime. Jeffrey makes a move, pops it up top to Rona. Rona drives the baseline, puts it on the floor. Into the corner for Miller. Back up top for Gepfrey. Gepfrey gets into the paint. And that ball is taken away by Alcona. But once again, he had his foot on the baseline. And it'll be Oscoda ball underneath.
Nice aggressive, nice right there by Johnston to go after. It looks like he just had a tiptoe out of bounds.
Owls look to bring it in. Rona with the ball. Fires it all the way into the backcourt. Back down to Blake Malik. Malik will hand it off to Gepfrey, and the Owls will reset with 4:49 left. Gepfrey into the paint, loses his dribble. Surrounded by a lot of guys, throws a little floater up that won't go. Nice rebound. Trevor Miller puts it right back up. Miller with a rebound and a bucket. Gives him a nice two. And then a steal the other way. Owls right back. Gepfrey in the paint, little Euro step. And a little floater and give him another two. And it's 24-7 now. And the Tigers are in some serious trouble. They need some baskets. Charbonneau from outside for three. That won't go. Rebound Owls. Gepfrey pulls down the board. Into the corner. Rona with a three. That doesn't go. And they're going to call a push-off on number 10. Garrett Summers down in the corner. Alex Cole's really upset. He's giving the ref a little business.
That's literally twice they've had that same call. That's a really, really tough call to make. And what's happening here is after the shot, they're turning their body to box them out, and they're getting them for pushing from behind. It's a strange call.
Michael Rona will go to the line. Crowd not happy with the officials. The officials are a little out of sorts here. Rona makes the first one. Today's game is brought to you by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeastern Michigan, Zubek Ford of Oscoda, State Farm Agent Sean Clark in Oscoda, Michigan, Traverse Sanitation, Janice Tire of Oscoda and East Tawas, Landmark Title Corporation of Oscoda, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena.
Starting to see a little frustration set in on the Alcona sidelines. They really need to have something go well for them here. Rona, or this thing's going to get out of hand in a hurry.
Rona snags them all. Tigers bring it back down the other way. Get it underneath to Charbonneau for a little right-hander off the glass. And they needed that. 26-9 here with 3:47 left in the first half.
Finally an easy one off the break. They've been breaking the press well, but they're just discombobulated. Inside to Miller. Nice pass. Good luck. It rolls out. Howe with the rebound.
Nice board by DJ Howe there on the Miller miss. Howe brings it back down the other end. Gets into the paint. Goes up. Gets fouled. He'll shoot two. And that's what they need to do right there. Takes a lot of time off the clock. Get in that paint. And work.
Yeah, and DJ Howe is tough to stop going to the basket when he gets squared up. The issue with DJ at times is he gets a little bit out of control. His shoulders aren't square to the bucket when he takes that shot, and it's usually just a little bit off. But when he squares and goes up, he's awful hard to beat.
Replacement coming in now for Alcona. Colin Walker checks in for Ryan Wallenmeyer.
Howe missed the first one. He'll have one more here as the foul was on the shot.
DJ, heavy rotation off the back iron, but the Tigers haul down the rebound, put one up. Charbonneau misses a three. Gepfrey hauls the rebound down. Cross court pass, and that's off Oscoda. Out of bounds. And the Tigers will take possession underneath. Wild pass there.
And a little bit of a run in there between Summers and I believe it was Malik for Oscoda. No harm, no foul, but got the crowd a little bit worked up for a second.
Down into the corner. Tigers working hard through the paint. Euro step. Shot. Walker won't go. Rebound again, Gepfrey. And boy, is Alex Cole upset right now. Shot missed. Rebound, Owls, and finally pulled down by DJ Howe. And head coach Alex Cole is just upset. DJ Howe through the paint, off the glass, off the window. Big bucket, 26-11. And the Owls will take a timeout. We'll take one with them here on 103.3 WQLB.
WQLB. Tawa City, Michigan. And WKJZ. Hillman, Alvina.
Kurt Romberger back in Whittemore. Today's game brought to you by the Oscoda Asabo Chamber of Commerce, Ahead of Time Nail Salon of Oscoda, Alpena Community College in Oscoda and Alpena, My Michigan Health, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, and Miles and Son Insurance of Oscoda, Pinconning, and Standish. 26-11 here, Jeff. 2:44 left till halftime. Owls ball as they bring it out of their own end.
You know, I thought that was a good timeout right there by Oscoda. You could start to see things just kind of starting to get away from them a little bit. They had a call that they should have made against Gepfrey that they didn't. That's what Coach Cole was so upset about.
And a giveaway by Malik underneath. He puts it in the chest to Howe. Howe comes back the other way. They're saying it's on the floor. And he got fouled going through the paint, though, and no continuation here. That would have been a NBA three-pointer there.
NBA, that's three. That's absolutely the right call at the high school level, so he'll take it out underneath. That's only the fifth foul on both teams, so it's been relatively foul-free first half with just just under 2.5 left.
Summers pops it up top to DJ Howe outside the circle. He hands it to Charbonneau. Charbonneau outside the three. 2:15 left till halftime. Howe looking at it. Goes into the paint, pops up a little floater. Off the rim hard, won't go. Rebound on the floor. Rebound picked up by Summers, and then he missed another one. And finally, that's hauled down by the Owls, and they head back the other way. Gepfrey makes a nice move into the paint, and a little right-hander off the glass, off the baseline. Nice bucket there for Gepfrey. DJ Howe gets the ball over to number 10, Garrett Summers, and then gives a little push to the Oscoda player. Rebound Oscoda again on the Tigers miss. They'll come down with 1:36 left, 28-11 lead, and Gepfrey slows it down. Michael Gepfrey gets the whole paint to himself, walks in, hits a two-point floater that gets the nice roll, 32-11 now. And Oscoda trying to get this out of hand before halftime. Back the other way. And it looks like that was turned over. And it's going to stay.
With Alcona here. It looks like they couldn't quite get it before it went out of bounds. But once again, a situation where they barely averted another turnover. You know, Oscoda just turning Alcona over at a rapid rate here, and just dominating the boards as well.
John Longley in for the Owls. See a little bit of playing time. His first trip to the floor. Owls work it around. Gavin Walker gets it over to Summers. Summers tries to get it inside to Howe, off his fingertips and then off the defender from Oscoda. It'll stay with the Tigers underneath with 104 left. 30-11 Owls here. Alcona inbound. Charbonneau for three off the front iron. And nice rebound pulled down by Cameron Fabian. Gets it to Gepfrey, and Gepfrey's on the fly back the other way, but then slows it down as he gets to the top of the arc. Gepfrey taking his time, makes a move, a little ankle breaker into the paint, and then he tosses it out of bounds and turns the ball over. unnecessarily for the Oscoda Owls. Tigers will have 44 seconds to work with here at the end of the half.
Big possession here, I think. I think they can get a bucket or two. They need something to feel good going into the half.
Turnaround jumper by Charbonneau. Just won't go. Rebound pulled down by John Lungley. He gets on the box score. Now 26 seconds left. Gepri takes his time bringing it over the timeline. And Oscoda will play for the final shot here now. Gepri taking his time. Dribbling back and forth outside the arc. Hands the ball off down low to Michael Rona. Rona takes it all the way to the top now with seven and counting. Five. Rona makes a move, gets into the paint, stops, pulls up off the glass, won't go. Rebound, and they fire it all the way down, just misses. And at halftime, the Oscoda Owls 30 and the Alcona Tigers 11. We'll take a break, take care of some business, and we'll be back with you on 103.3 WQLB Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, back with you, getting ready for the start of our second half today. Jeff, what do you think? The teams are back out. What do you see?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's interesting because Oscoda come out of the locker room with about 5 minutes left in the half. A lot of fire underneath them. You know, they look like the team that's winning the basketball game. What bothers me, though, is Alcona. Alcona came out. They didn't really shoot at all. They just kind of stood around looking a little bit shell-shocked. They were kind of jawing at each other a little bit. I don't like the body language from Alcona. They need something to go well early on here in the third period, or this thing's going to get ugly.
Well, they're going to get the chance. They start with the ball here, getting ready for our second half. 30-11 right now. Owls on top of the Tigers. Tigers get the ball. DJ Howe inbounds it to Garrett Summers and then gets it right back from Summers as the Tigers will attack first. Gavin Walker with the ball up top. Moves it around once to Charbonneau. Back to Walker underneath to Howe. Saying that he had a block right down along the line, so one of the Owls will pick up a foul. Looks like number 33, Trevor Miller. And that'll be the first foul of the half against the Owls.
Kind of bailed him out a little bit right there, to be honest with you. Howe didn't really have much going, and he ended up picking up the foul. They just didn't move their feet.
That was his third foul. He'll take a quick seat on the bench. Gets replaced on the court by number 21.
That's Epsidas.
First making
trip
his,
into the game.
Yeah. Tigers still with the ball. Still the first possession. Yeah. Tipped around and turned over as Michael Rona knocked it off the hands of Garrett Summers. And the Owls will get the ball to get going. Gepri gets it all the way down low. Malik back to Gepri up top. Gepri looks, gets in the lane, hands it back out to Rona. Rona drives the lane, tries to put a shot up, misses, hauled down the rebound by Colin Walker, and then another turnover by the Tigers. Gepri takes it all the way down onto the baseline and kind of bounces it off of the leg of Colin Walker, and the Owls will keep possession underneath. Rona will get the ball from the official. Underneath the basket, pops a high one in, and that gets turned over and stolen by DJ Howe. And no blood so far here in the second half. Tigers ball. Gavin Walker works it around out high, gets it down low to Hayden Johnson. Hayden Johnson tries to bounce one in to Colin Walker, and he's got somebody all over his back, and there'll be another foul on the Owls. This time it'll go on number 24, and that's Cameron Fabian of the Owls will pick up that second team foul, second foul for Fabian.
Nice job by Walker getting down to the block and getting big. He's going to try and do it here again on the inbound.
Summers gets it to Gavin Walker up top, gives it to the side. Charbonneau gets it underneath. Colin Walker puts it up off the glass and gets a deuce. And the referee stops play after that for an untied shoe. That
nice play by Walker once again. Exact same play. It was just a repeat of the play before. He got down low, got to the block, got big, and was rewarded with a bucket. Alcona going to press here.
Gepri now throws it backwards to Malik. Malik back to Gepri, and they get it over the timeline. They get it down low to number 21, Brennan Epsidas, and he gets fouled right away. So first foul on the Tigers. Number 24, Colin Walker, picks that up. That's Well, it could have been 42. I'm sorry.
That I think that one went on Gavin
Walker.
One's on Gavin, yeah.
Yeah, that's his first foul, team first. Inbounds, Rona. Looking for somebody. Goes to Gepfrey with it. Gepfrey turns, gets back in the paint, down by the baseline, off the window, short. And the rebound pulled down nicely by Colin Walker.
Nice rebound by Walker.
As the Tigers need some turnovers and some points here in the third quarter and keep Oscoda off the glass. Up top all the way to Gavin Walker. Walker gets it down to the other Walker. Back to Colin Walker in the paint. Goes to take it up off the glass. There's going to be a blocking foul on 24 of the Owls, and that's the third Owl foul already early in this half, Jeff.
And the third foul on Michael Rona as well. So we'll see if that comes. That was Fabian that picked that up, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm sorry, that's Fabian, 24.
His third, though. So that sends Colin Walker to the line. He picks up the front end of the 2 points, making it 30-14 now. Owls on top of the Tigers. 6:16 left in the third. Colin Walker knocks the second one down, pulling the Tigers to within 15.
And that's how you can get back into this game. You know, no time off the clock on free throws.
Good quick hands. I like the hustle on Garrett Summers there as Oscoda tried to go down low to Rona, and Summers knocked that out of bounds. It'll still be Oscoda ball. Substitution, Michael Miles coming in now to replace Cameron Fabian, who has three fouls. Inbounds on the sideline. Rona gets it down low to Apsidis. Apsidis tries to get it underneath to Gepfrey, and there's going to be a push underneath on Hayden Johnston. That'll be the second team foul on Alcona.
Definitely coming out a lot more physical in this half. I've watched a couple of times where it looks like the players are really getting some hands on them, so thinking they talked about being more aggressive at halftime for sure.
Bombs away on the inbound from Michael Rona as he throws it all the way into the backcourt to Malik. Now Malik to Gepfrey up top outside the circle, gets inside the paint, goes down low, takes a jump step, goes off the glass with it, and looks like the officials point to the floor.
It underneath. No bucket.
No bucket, yep. 14 again. That's Hayden Johnston again. Picks up his second quick one. Both teams with three team fouls already early.
That's going to be the third foul on Johnston. He's done a nice job, honestly, defensively. You know, you look at it, he spent some time on Gepfrey and done a pretty nice job on him overall.
Another whistle. He said it was 5 seconds
wow.
after he handed him the ball. It was a quick five, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
But you notice how Coach Poland doesn't react
no,
to that.
He just doesn't say a whole lot. No, and that's, you know, and that'll transition over to your team as well.
Quick movement of the ball by the Tigers as they get it down into the lane. And as Garrett Summers went to go up for the shot, Mallett grabbed a hold with two hands of that ball and didn't let go. And the possession arrow's in Oscoda's favor.
Really nice defensive play by the young man there.
Oscoda breaking the press, a light press, I'd call it, by the Tigers. They get it down deep into the corner to Miles. Miles gets it back up top to Gepfrey. Gepfrey around to Rona in the corner. Michael Rona drives into the paint now, looks around, pops it back out to Miles. Miles down in the corner.
Oh,
big
my.
Carry that didn't get called. And he makes the bucket off of it. And you can see why they get upset on stuff like that, because he carried that ball.
He absolutely carried that basketball.
And then the
and
Tigers
comes back with a turnover.
Yeah, the Tigers come right down and turn it over after that. And that's how momentum changes on officiating calls. Gepfrey all the way down through the paint. And a nice rebound. Gepfrey gets another rebound, and he'll put the little two-point pop shot in as Oscoda back running the table again right now on the Tigers. Almost another turnover, and it is a turnover because it went off Garrett Summers' hand. And Oscoda will inbounds with 4:51 left in the third. Coach Cole takes a timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to High School Sports on 103.3 WQLB. Kurt Reimberger, Jeff Erickson back with you. 34-15, Owls on top of the Tigers right now. Tonight's game is brought to you by Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, Instacoat, premium products of Oscoda. Owls bring the ball back in from half court, led by Malik. Blake Malik on his dribble, being guarded closely. Drives all the way through the lane, gets contact, throws it up. And they're going to call a charge that time on Blake Malik as he ran right into number 42 underneath Gavin Walker. Good play.
That is a really good call, too. They needed that one, and that was a good call. He had that off arm. He was using it to push off. Just really, really good defense by Walker.
DJ Howe with the ball now over to timeline. Gets it down to the corner. Tried for a pass while it was in air. Did Colin Walker. He tried to get it inside, and it got tipped out of bounds by the Owls. The Tigers will take over down under the glass.
Quick hands by Rona.
Charbonneau gets it up top to DJ Howe. DJ drives through the lane, and that's got to be a charge there. No official wants to make the call. And they're going to call that foul.
They're going to split it.
Yeah.
They might get together and talk about this one, possibly.
Doesn't look like it.
No, you had one call a charge and one call a block right there. That's always a tough call with the bodies inside like that flying around.
Blake Malik ends up picking up the foul, and that's his fourth. Tigers get it in, try to get a shot off the glass, won't go. Gepfry rebound down the other way to Rona. Rona goes up with a circus shot, won't go. A lot of contact again. Mike Poland now is getting frustrated. Tigers back the other way. DJ Howe walks with it, gets in the paint. It's starting to turn into a football game, Jeff Erickson.
Yeah, they need to get control of this one a little bit. Both teams are just a little bit out of control, and yeah, this is a spot. Watch for this as an official. You know, watch for them to start calling everything really close here for the next maybe minute and a half, just to try to calm things down.
So DJ Howell gets fouled. Foul's on number 21. He picks it up. It's his. Well, that's not the right number they got on the board there.
That could be on. Is that
yeah,
on
no, no, that's right. Yeah, it was on Epcetus. Is that Epcetus? His first of the game. Howe makes the front end of the two shots. 34-16 Owls now on top of the Tigers. Howe gets the second one to go. And the Tigers come out with a press, full court this time. They work down low. The press gets broke by Roney. Dribbles it all the way across. More steps that didn't get called. Epcetus to the corner, and Rona hits a three-pointer. Count that, and the Owls now up to 37 with a commanding 20-point lead. And the Tigers, frustrated, come down and just throw the ball away. Garrett Summers fires it out of play.
Fifth turnover already this half for Alcona.
Rona trying to break the press himself. He does, gets it over the timeline, slows it down then. Hands it off to Gepfry. Gepfry drives in through the paint. Little pop shot. Count that for two. And Gepfry's on the board in the second half. Tigers looking to get rid of it. Almost a travel. They get it over to timeline. Slowed down by Garrett Summers. Then he goes into the paint off
the
glass.
Move.
Count that. Garrett Summers with a nice two there. Inbound pass for Oscoda. Stolen away but tipped out of bounds by the Tigers. Garrett Summers, really good hustle there by the Tigers on
that. Yeah, both Summers and number 42, Gavin Walker, on the floor after it. You know, they're still working hard. You know, you look at the situation that they're in. They're gonna have to pick up the defensive intensity, and they've got to get a few stops.
Charbonneau for Bassner and a change for the Tigers. Owls inbound. Gepfry drives through the paint. Dumps it down low to Epcetus. Epcetus misses a little puppy, but rebound comes all the way out, and Gepfry has it again. Gepfry up top for the Owls with 3 minutes left in our third. 39-19, 20-point lead for the Owls. Gepfry with a move, nice dribble, pops it outside. Miles with a shot, nowhere near the rim, and that's hauled down by Colin Walker, and the Tigers come back the other way. Walker to Charbonneau. Charbonneau down to Howe in the corner. That's poked out of bounds by Epcetus.
Howe's got to take that opportunity and go to the hole right away, I think. If he gets the Epcetus outside of the paint, he's a little bit ball handler, better ball handler. He's a lot quicker than Epcetus. I'd like to see him take it right to the rim.
They fire it all the way up top. Gavin Walker to Howe. Howe makes a move in the paint, double dribble that didn't get called, and then Epcetus blocks the shot. But I think we're going to have a foul on the floor before that.
It's going to be on the back side of that, yeah, before he made contact with Apsidis.
They're going to call
it. They're going to get it on Tracy, I believe. Or, excuse me,
Michael
on
Miles.
Excuse
yeah.
me, on Miles.
So his first, team seventh already. So DJ Howell will go to the line, and they'll go to the line for the rest of the game now. On foul. Howell hits the first one. Some substitutions coming now in for the Tigers. Hunter Rigby hits the floor. Rigby's out there with Walker, Bassner, Charbonneau, Howe. Howe makes the second one, 39-21, and the Tigers will continue to press. They get it inbounds. Gepfrey runs it over the line, races it over, looks to go to the hole, loses his dribble, gets double teamed, and stripped, and a turnover, and the Tigers have the ball coming back the other way. Down into the corner. Bassner looks for one. Little puppy won't go. Rebound. Tigers get the rebound. Get it outside. Kick it out to Gavin Walker. Count that. And now Alcona's got something going on. And Mike Poland will take a timeout for the Owls. And
good
we will,
out.
Too. We'll take one with him right here on 103.3 WQLB. Jeff Erickson back in Whittemore. Oscoda Owls up top, 39-23. Owls ball in their own end right now with 2:06 left in our third quarter. Long, long court pass. Nice way to break the press there. Beautiful long pass by Gepfrey that got moved around nicely, and they'll end up picking up a foul.
Yeah, Alcona came out in a 2-2-1. They tried switching up that press a little bit. You got to have a big guy down low to really be able to have that work. If they do break it, it's usually a wide-open sprint to the bucket. So nice job by Alcona, by Oscoda to take advantage of that. And a couple of free throws coming here. First one goes back iron, no good. He'll get another one.
Cameron Fabian goes to the line. DJ Howe picked up that foul. That's his third. A little bit of foul trouble going on the Oscoda side, too. Gets the second one to go. 40 points now for the Owls, 40-23. Under 2 minutes now left in our third quarter. Ball worked around. Howe has it up top out of the paint. Drives the paint, steps into the lane, won't go. And you're going to see an over-the-back call on number four, and that's his fourth foul. So things are getting a little bit dicey both ways on the fouls.
Yeah, that's huge for Alcona. If they got any chance of getting back in this, you got to have your best player on the floor, and that's going to be four. He's going to have to sit. I think you'll see him at least at the end of this third period and maybe into the fourth for sure.
Hayden Johnson replaces him. Owls inbound. Gepfrey gets it over the timeline. Walks it all the way down into the lane. Attempted steal there that time by Bassner. Gepfrey dumps off the ball to Rona. Rona working with his arm out. Gets it back over to his partner, Cameron Fabian, then Fabian to Gepfrey back up top.
This is a mismatch here. Gepfrey's going to take advantage of this one eventually. Now they switch back.
Rona takes it through the paint, goes up, lands hard on the floor, but picks up the foul. And
that's
he'll go to the line.
Rigby, first time in the game. He just checked in. Did a nice job defensively. Went up, but got his body turned into him, knocked him to the floor, so he's going to get a couple here and a chance to really extend this lead back to close to 20.
Yep. The Alcona crowd that was here is quieted down a little bit. See some Tawas folks heading into the gym here tonight as they have the second game tonight, and we'll have that all for you. Don't forget that's coming up 20 minutes after the end of this first one here is today. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors, Dean Arbor of Chevrolet, Instaco Premium Products of Oscoda, Napa Auto Parts of Oscoda, Gray, and East Tawas, Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln and Tawas City, Alcona Tool and Machine of Harrisville, Lincoln Hardware, Lincoln Outdoor Center, and D&M Supply of Omer. Michael Rona at the line now to shoot two. First one was nice and buttery. He picks up the first one. 41-23 now. Owls on top. Looking for a second one now. Won't get the roll on that one.
Oh,
Reboy
my.
Pulled down by Espidus. puts it right back up and gets fouled again. And just things, nothing seems to work out right now for the Tigers.
No, it's just a one thing, like you said, that snowball kind of starts to happen. You heard my expression there, Epsidas went right over his back. And I don't know if there was contact or not. I don't have the angle to be able to call that. But the reason I point that out is it's just another one of those scenarios, you know, those little things that are just killing the Alcona Tigers right now. That second chance point, and there he goes. He just made the first one and with a chance to turn this into a 20-point game. So a little bit of a spark there for Alcona. Went on a little bit of a run. Oscoda took a timeout. Nice job right there. Since that timeout, they've come back. And with this bucket, they could outscore them 7-0 and be right back up to a 20-point lead.
Epsidas misses the second one. Rebound hauled down by Gavin Walker. They get it down low to Bassner. Bassner for a three, hits the back end of the rim and heads out of bounds. Tempted to be saved over there by Garrett Summers, but ball go over to Oscoda. 105 left here in the third. Our first of two tonight here from Whittemore. Semifinal district action. Rona through the paint, drops it off on a nice little pass to Cameron Fabian, and Fabian finishes that for a nice bucket. Back the other way, working hard, Garrett Summers gets it up top. Gavin Walker gets it down low, pump back out by Wallemeyer. Bassner for three, hit it, and count it, as Alcona gets a nice three on the board.
Yeah, the nice extra pass to the outside right there to give him a beautiful look at the three.
Owls now work it back down the other way. Get it up top, Miles for three, off the rim, won't go, rebound. Bassner the other way, on the fly, gets the ball off to Ryan Wallenmeyer, and Wallenmeyer picks up an easy two. And they've got 15 seconds left, the Owls do, to get something on the board here at the end of the quarter. Geoffrey just slows it down, 10 seconds and counting now. Geoffrey slows it down, working on Bassner up top. Geoffrey hits the lane, stops, goes up, shoots the jumper, won't go at the buzzer, but he took it right down to the end. So at the end of three here in Whittemore, it's the Oscoda Owls 44 and the Alcona Tigers 28. We'll be back with you. You're listening to 103.3 WQLB Hits FM. Kurt Roberger, Jeff Erickson back, ready for the start of the fourth. Here in our first of two games tonight in the district semifinals, Alcona inbounds with the ball. They need some points, and they need them quick.
Jeff. Yeah, and they can't look at trying to get them all back. They can't get them back on one possession. Just start chipping away.
Summers gets it down to Howe. He gets the first shot. Wallemeyer gets a rebound, goes up, and he gets hammered on the arm. Good start of the fourth quarter, at least. Wallemeyer will go to the line.
Yeah, Howe is looking over at Coach. Coach is saying, buddy, you can't do that. He come over the back there on that rebound and just about picked up his fifth and spent the rest of the day on the bench.
Yeah, DJ Howe is on the floor here with four fouls. Wallenmeyer misses the front end of that. And both teams in the bonus already, so even floor fouls will go to the line the rest of the way out.
Yeah, and Howe worries me a little bit. I don't like his body language right now. He's doing a lot of slouching right now, so they need him.
Wallenmeyer misses. Epsidas pulls down the rebound. Tigers get nothing off that. Michael Rona the other way, gets into the lane, hop step, kicks it back out to Miles outside the three, jumps into the lane, shoots it, won't go. Nice rebound pulled down by Colin Walker, and the Tigers will bring it back, looking for points quickly. Walker down in the corner to Wallenmeyer, to Walker, back up top to DJ Howe. He thought about the three, looks inside to Walker. Colin Walker kicks it out. Garrett Summers fires a three, but it was way long. Alcona gets the rebound down into the corner. Walker misses. That's Gavin. Colin pulls the rebound down. DJ Howe works through the paint and gets it to roll, and they call a travel on DJ Howe and a turnover.
Well, not a Euro step?
Not a Euro step that time.
Okay.
Epsidas will inbound for the Owls. 44-28, 6:56 left. Geoffrey with the ball, gets it cross court on a nice pass, shot missed, Epsidas rebound, And Epsidas traveled with the ball. Okay. No Euro step there
fair
either.
Enough,
so.
Fair enough. No, that one was a... That one was a flat-out step back in to go under the bucket. But, you know, honestly, I've never understood the whole Euro step idea concept.
It's, me either.
It's, that was a foul back in my day, or a travel back in my
day,
my
friend. I think it's just verbiage to, I don't know, try to prove that it's okay to take an extra step.
I don't know what it is either. A gather step, right?
Nice pass by Howe down low to Bastner, and he couldn't finish. They get their own rebound, though. Bastner goes to go up with the shot. Gets hammered on the arm by Gepfrey. And I'm pretty sure it is Gepfrey. Yes, it is. Got him on the arm.
You know, and unfortunately, that's been the story of the night. What a beautiful pass down low. He had a wide-open bunny and could not put it into the bottom of the net. It's just like a lid's been put on that thing at times.
And then Bastner can't make the free throw as well. Tigers not shooting good free throw percentage here in tonight's game.
You know, it's psychologically, it's just draining, I think, right now for Alcona. They just can't, they need something good to happen. They need a spark, and that's not going to help.
They miss the second end of it, and Gepfrey gets the rebound and brings it down court. 44-28, 6.5 left in our game. Gepfrey looking, hands it off to Miles. Miles works it around the top,
nice
stolen.
Play.
Stolen by Walker. Walker pulls up short off the glass. Count the two, and then a whistle, and a timeout from the Oscoda Owls.
Alcona's not giving up.
No, we'll take a timeout with them here, and we'll be right back in 30 seconds on 103.3 WQLB.
If they could make anything right now.
We'll stay right here instead. 6:14 left in the fourth, 44-30.
I just was saying, if they could make anything right now, it's just one of those situations where they need something good to happen for them, for Alcona. You know, you look up and it's a 14-point ball game. This thing is not over yet. You know, if they could just make a few of those bunnies.
Yeah, a couple turnovers, couple threes, and a couple free throws, they're right in this, right? Malik brings it down. Scrambles around, turns around, getting pressure. Gets it up to Epsidas over the timeline. Epsidas hands it back off to Malik. As the Tigers playing good defense right now.
Yes,
Malik,
they are.
Out toward the top, batted away, but Gepfrey picks it up. Oh! And as Bastner turned around to chase Gepfrey, he ran somebody right over.
Yeah, he ran into Malik there, knocked him to the ground, and that's going to be a 1-1 the rest of the game, like you talked about. That could come into play. Yeah, he just turned around and went to chase the ball, and he was standing right there. Tough break.
So Malik, who's got four on the night, will go to the line here to try to pick up a couple more and increase this Owls lead. First one's good, so he'll get the second end of it. 45-30 now, 15-point lead for the Owls with 5:53 remaining. Good crowd funneling in for our second game here, Jeff. Second one goes as well. Tigers come out, break a medium press, get it to Walker, get it down to Colin Walker. He goes up. They call no basket foul on the floor, but he'll go to the line anyhow to at least shoot the 1-1, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, that was a really nice look down to the middle of the center of that press. Got it right at the free throw line, extended, looked down to the low block, dumped it down there. And, you know, a little bit of a reach around by Gepfrey.
And see right here, the ref called for two shots on this. Now, if it was on the floor, it's 1-1.
Oh, no, it is. That's the 10th team foul. They're going to be in the double bonus.
Oh, they're in the double bonus.
Double bonus.
Okay, got
you.
My bad. Sorry, no. Mr. Official. I take that, that anger back I just directed at you.
Yeah, no, double bonus. So, right now, Alcona's going to shoot two the rest of the way. So that could turn into a key component here if they can continue to hang around.
So he gets the first one, Walker does, but not the second. Owls bring the ball back. Almost turned it over right there. Quick hands by Gavin Walker. Almost got a piece of that.
Man, I love the way Gavin Walker's playing right now. He came out. I noticed him at halftime. He came out. He was upset with somebody, and he's taking it out on the floor, you know. And again, here's a senior that's seeing his career could be over, and he's playing awful hard. Nice take right there by Kepfer. He got around
he was able to get around Walker for the score. It's 48-31. Here comes the Tigers.
Real nice move by Geoffrey back the other way. Walker gets it low. Down to Bassner. Bassner can't get it to fall. Apsidis rebound, and he'll hand it off to Malik. And the Owls are in no rush from here out, Jeff.
No, and a situation again there where he had a really nice look down at the low block and just couldn't, you know, just couldn't make the basket. Nice drive by Malik all the way to the rim. He'll put that one down. It's 50-31, and things are starting to get a little dicey here under five.
Garrett Summers gets it down into the middle for Colin Walker. Colin Walker can't hang on to it, turns it over, and Malik will bring it back the other way. 19-point lead again for the Owls. 4:43 left in our contest.
And nine more turnovers this half for Alcona. It's just been the story of the game.
Malik drives paint, kicks it out to Geoffrey. Geoffrey up top, doing a lot of dribbling, but no driving right now. As like I said, Oscoda in no hurry whatsoever. Malik way up top. He's got Rona down low. He's got Miller down low.
Yeah, foul on Apsidis. That's a good call. Apsidis stepped up. He stepped into him there on the pick. Tried to set a high pick up top and just was moving. So good call there. 50-31, 4:20 left. Oscoda needs to score, and they need to score in a hurry here if they're going to get back into it.
Our game tonight brought to you by Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville, Dockside Marine of Glennie, the Lunchbox of Curran, and Chris Mart of Lincoln, Michigan. Up top now, the Tigers looking to grab some late points here. DJ Howe works on Obsidis, gets into the paint, throws up a floater that misses everything and hauled down by Trevor Miller, and he'll head back the other way. 50-31, 19-point lead. Very comfortable for the Owls here, under 4 minutes. Malik gets it into Trevor Miller. Miller goes low to Apsidis, and Apsidis hands it over and turns it over the other way. Bassner, Walker. Walker with the ball, kicks it out up top. Charbonneau for three, won't go. Gets his own board, and then that's blocked by Geoffrey. Charbonneau gets it again, gets it to Walker in the paint, goes up. Off the rim won't go. Pulled down this time by Apsidis. And going to call a foul this time on Charbonneau as Apsidis had total control of that ball and Apsidis got in his face with it.
Yeah, that's going to be Summers going to pick up that foul. That's going to be on 10, I believe, Summers. Yeah, it's...
I'm sorry. I've been calling... Yeah, that's... You're correct.
Yeah, that's
absolutely correct. Been calling him Charbonneau. I thought it was 30.
Yeah, it's a tough call. You know, Apsidis down low. He's bigger and a little bit more physical. And the freshmen, you know, in there mixing it up a little bit. But some changes looks like for Alcona here. Looks like they're trying to get a few guys in that haven't seen some playing time. You may start to see that here in the waning couple of minutes.
Yeah, Logan Zukowski hits the floor. Apsidis makes the first one. Ashton Tracy back in the game for the Tigers as well. Apsidis will shoot the second one. Won't go. 51-21. Oscoda gets the board. And a nice rebound in there by Michael Rona. And he puts it up and gets himself another two. Tigers back the other way. Coming up on the three-minute mark. They work it inside. Ball goes up. Won't go. For Hunter Rigby, back the other way now, rebound for the Owls. And I'm sure they're going to pretty soon here go into super slow mode.
Yeah,
Jeff.
No hurry here. It's just dribbling it up. Alcona going to stay in the man-to-man. Looks like we've got some fresh uniforms coming in the game here as well. So we'll see if Alcona here, I know they're getting some guys in. I'm guessing that Oscoda will call off the dogs here shortly.
They try to get it down low to Apsidis, and looks like hard to tell what that
was.
Yeah,
looks like they dumped it in. Apsidis got him on the arm. Howell with the steal. Apsidis caught him on the arm, so Howell will go to the free throw line. A couple more free throw attempts for him.
Another one of them games tonight that could have just been a lot closer than it was. You know, it really could have been. A few breaks here and there, a few made shots here and there, and a few calls here and there.
You know, it's interesting because as you sit up here in games, you know, usually you're watching your team, you know, and as a broadcaster, when you're trying to do this and be impartial, and, you know, I have no vested interest in either one of these squads, you know, it's interesting the things that you really pick up, and you're absolutely right. A few breaks here and there, and this could have been a much, much different ball game.
Right.
You know, but I've watched Alcona play several games this year, and they've all been the same. To tell you the truth, they just seem like they should be, you know, in better position than what they are, and they just can't seem to make it happen for a myriad of reasons. So how makes the bucket there? It looks like his night's going to be over as both teams looking to kind of clear the bench and get some other kids in the game.
And now the Owls will inbounds, 2:30 left here in our fourth quarter. 21-point lead right now for Oscoda. Malik up top. Still working hard, Gavin Walker. Malik takes it down into the corner, kicks it back out to Trevor Miller, and Miller sends it back up to Rona. Rona will just take the dribble. Rushes through the paint, tries to go up top, and gets fouled. Looks like my guy Owen Borsfald in the game, number 40. Let's see if he picked up a foul and gets in the box office. No, 5-0 that picked up that foul. That's Hunter Rigby. So Rona will go to the line. First one's a bucket with 2:09 left. Another bucket for Rona. Gets the front end of the two shots.
33, that's Miller going to check out of the game. Really nice game for Miller inside. He had seven rebounds at the half. Picked up two more in the second half. Really nice game for Miller.
Second free throw by Rona's missed. Gavin Walker will bring the ball back the other way. Walker gets it up top to Zukowski. Zukowski over to Tracy. Tracy around the horn down into the corner to Rigby and then back up top. And then over to Gavin Walker. And Gavin Walker with a nice finger roll off the glass. Count that. Pulls him back to within 20 here. 54-34 with a minute 44. Down in the corner, Miles won't go. And a rebound for Borsfald. Then the ball gets tipped away and all the way down behind the line, stolen back by the Tigers. They get it to Gavin Walker. Gavin Walker went out to think about the three. Gets it to Zukowski. Zukowski over to Tracy. Tracy's three won't hit. Back up top again. Gavin Walker gets it over in the corner. Now to Rigby. Rigby drives. And they're going to call that offensively as he went arms and elbows first as he drove that ball to the hole.
That was one that was pretty easy to call. That one was pretty obvious.
32 now making an appearance for the Oscoda Owls.
That might be one of their JV guys that they brought up to get a little bit of playing time in the district. You always like to see that, not on our roster, but it's always nice to see. Oftentimes they'll bring up one of the JVers or a couple of them to give them some experience in the second season.
The clock clicks up to the final minute. Miles turns it over to the Tigers. Tigers come back the other way. Rigby in the paint. That gets stuffed and blocked away. Tigers get their own rebound, though. Gavin Walker kicks it outside. Bassner up top. Zukowski for a two. Long one won't go. Right there, Rigby for the rebound, and he gets fouled. And Rigby will get to go to the line and shoot a pair here. Foul was on big number 34, John Lungley, underneath there for the Owls, getting his name in the box score for tomorrow, as a few of these kids are, as the seniors are just about pretty much checked out of this game. First shot there, won't go for Rigby. 54-34 our score. Second one, a one-handed free throw, I like that.
Yeah, a little bit old school there.
Picks up the second end of that, and now Oscoda's Michael Rona will bring the ball down, hot dogging a little bit with his dribbling, gets it back up top. Malik hands it off to Miles. Miles will actually shoot it, misses, hauled down by Zukowski, gets himself a nice board, and he hands it off to Gavin Walker. Gavin Walker with 16 seconds left kicks it over to the far side to Ashton Tracy, who puts it up off the back heel. Won't go. Ball pulled down by Lungley, and that'll do it as Alcona slowly walks the ball. Wasn't done for Hunter Rigby, though.
No, sir, he
wasn't. Hunter Rigby wanted to grab that ball, but
Play till the whistle.
An outstanding performance there. The Owls end up on top with our final score, Oscoda 54 and the Alcona Tigers 35.